Lo yehivnu lei. Bezdin says to the children, we will not return the shtar that you tell us to give it back to the Reuven. Why? The dilma, because we're afraid. Michtav kasvi avua. True, your father Taka wrote the shtar up to give it to Reuven, but meyev lo yovele. He Taka never gave it to him. He didn't give the shtar really to Reuven. So Reuven was not zeichel the shtar. We have to be afraid that maybe you afterwards gave a shtar matana, gave it away to somebody else. And now the problem is, now you want to retract. So therefore, we don't give back this first shtar to the person you're saying, that's the price. Rather, we say, Ella, we say to the children like this, it was really true what you're saying, the yovele ovuch, that your father really wanted to give it to him for present, and nobody gave it to anybody else. If so, zil at hash to go right now. Kos of le shtar achrin, go write him up another shtar right now. Then there's no problems involved. Dinami lo yovis le yavua, even if your father didn't mean to give it to him, v'kas v'yatli neshachrina, and you wrote up the shtar to somebody else, he won't lose out. Shimon won't lose out. Lest le pseida, the kam lebas or kam lezocha, because we're going to have now two shtaras. Like Shimon's shtar obviously was written before this new shtar that's written up today. Therefore, that's the best eitzah. Bezdin tells him, we can't return this old shtar to Reuven, because that may cause problems. Rather, we say, if it's really true what you're saying, that you want to give the present to Reuven, and nobody else has it, so write him up a new shtar right now, then we can't go wrong. Because if you did give it away to somebody else, that person won't lose out either, because his shtar was before, and when you have a shtar muktim, that shtar wins over shtar later. We say, once you gave it away to one person, you have no right to give it away to a second person. So mitzvah, that kid, so that's the terrace of this theory between the Braisa and the Mishnah. By the kid, where they're not b'nei chazorininu, then we do not return the shtar. But the Mishnah, when we do return the shtar, that's when the shkimra is still alive, he's a bar mehedahu, then we return the shtar to who he says to. Because he has nothing to lose, he has a right to be chayza. Tana Rabban, look at the Braisa like this. Matzah shayver, somebody finds a receipt. In other words, when the husband pays up the ksuba to his wife after he gave her a gift, so then she's supposed to write back a ksuba, a receipt, a shayva that she received the money. The Rashi says, Shekos v'ishal abaylo, his kabalti ksubasi, I received my ksuba. And Rashi says, even v'yad atak, even though they're still married, still if the husband pays up the ksuba before him, she writes him up a receipt. So now this receipt was lost, so it depends. Bizman she'isha moedif, the isha admits that she received the ksuba ready, yach labav, we return to the husband. And isha moedif, the isha does not admit that she received the ksuba, we don't return to either one of them. Now, bisman she isha moedif, at the time when the isha admits that the ksuba was paid up, miyos yachsel abal, then we do return this receipt to the husband. The question is why? For leichish, why aren't we afraid? Dilma kos v'litim benisin, maybe this receipt was written up to be given over in Nisin, but really v'leinos na tishrei, really the mice of the husband did not pay up the ksuba until tishrei. So even though the receipt says it was paid up in Nisan, we have to be afraid maybe it wasn't paid up until Tishrei. So therefore we have to be afraid the Oslo Zavante Luxuba Pitaivasanom in Nisan at Tishrei. Maybe the lady in between sold the ksuba to somebody else, Pitaivasanom, like for a gamble. Then it's sad that she'll receive a get, he'll collect the ksuba. So really she didn't receive the ksuba until Tishrei. So between Nisan and Tishrei she sold the ksuba to somebody else and she received Tivasanom. Now, later, when we have this receipt, when the husband has the receipt that says that he paid up the ksuba, it says the Nisan time, or mapak leila shayver, shayver, then the husband will take out the receipt, the cost of benisin that was written up in Nisan, for yasa the mitzvah lekucha shleikadin, and he'll have a right to take it away from the kucha shleikadin. In other words, really what happened here was the husband did not pay up the ksuba to her until Tishrei. So therefore, Nisan time, there were karka said that was set aside for the ksuba. She didn't receive it yet. She went ahead and sold the ksuba to somebody else, that person will have a right to collect the ksuba. And Lemaisa at that time was like a true. She had a right to sell the ksuba because the husband did not pay her up yet. So later, when she gets a get, those lakuchas really have a right to keep the karka that was set aside for the ksuba. But now the husband is going to come and say, no, listen, the karka you're taking for the ksuba belongs to me. Because I have a shayva, I have a receipt here that I paid up my wife, the ksuba, all the way back in Nisan time. So that you bought the ksuba after Nisan, ish leikadin, you have no right to buy this property that was set aside for the ksuba, because I already paid up my shtar, I already paid up the ksuba. So how can we return this shayva, this receipt to the husband? Let's be afraid the receipt is not a good receipt. The receipt says that he paid her up in Nisan, and maybe really he first paid her up in Tishrei. And if that really took place, then there'll be a lukucha shalok yadin. So Gemara says, Amar Rav, Rav says, Shmamin, if made it should be a proof, since we're not chayshish for this, that isi lidi Shmuel, we hold like Shmuel. The Yama Shmuel says that Hamoich Ishtachoy v'chaveroi. If somebody sells his Ishtachoy v'chaveroi, you have a Ishtachoy that somebody owes you $100. And you sell this piece of paper to somebody else for $90. Now that person has a right to collect the $100 from your Balchayv. And then the Chazer Mochloy, now this Malva, the one that sold the Shtar, is Mechel v'chayv. He's Mechel his first Leiva, that the first Leiva does not have to pay him back. So it comes out Mochel, that the Mechil takes place, and the one that bought the Shtar now loses out. He has no right to collect the money from the original Leiva, since the Malva that had the Shibet Aguf was Mechel the Shibet Aguf. And Vafilu Yerush Mechel, even if it's not the Malva himself, the Malva died, just as Yerush and his children want to be Mechel, they could also be Mechel. So in other words, like Rashi says, like since we hold like Shmuel, therefore here by the Sheva, by the receipt, there's nothing to lose out. Because even if it's true, like Rashi says, let's say the Isha sold the Ksubra in here, and the Ksubra is called the Shtachayv, the Chosra machlosa labau, and now when she admits that the Sheva was a good Sheva, so the husband now has a receipt saying he paid up in Nisan. So it's coming out that these Lakuchas will lose out. So by the Isha doing this, it's like the Isha is being Meichel, the Chayv, umachlosa labau betishrei, she's been Meichel betishrei. So Machlos called a good Mechila. It's so the Shapatar of labau. Therefore it's very good. The husband has a right to come and take back this property from the Lakech. Because even on the side she sold it, but a Baal Chayv has a right to be Meichel, Bishibudai. So the Isha, she's the Baal Chayv, she has a right to be Meichel Shibudai. So therefore, even on the side that the Shayv was first written up in Nisan, and he first paid up a Tishrei, still nothing will be done shalike din. Because when she admits later to return the Shtar Shaver, it's like she's being Meichel, the karka that was set aside for the Ksuba to the husband. She's being Meichel to the husband. So therefore the person that bought the Shtar Ksuba off the wife, it's like you're Meichel Shtar Chayv L'Chaveroi. And then the wife was Meichel, she's the Malva, she's Meichel the Shibud. Back to the husband, and so the Mechila helps. So therefore we say there's no problem here. That's why the Shaver we return. Abayi Rama Abayi says, "Afilu teima lesil b'shmuel." No, here is no proof. Even if you don't know like Shmuel, Hatayi Hocha b'mayaskinon. You know what we're talking about over here? Hocha b'mayaskinon b'sheshtak suba yoytzim matachas yoda, where she's holding the shtak suba. So Rashi says, "Shemivilo finish." She brings it in front of us. Lech lamechus Hashem amochu v'toyos. No, we're not afraid she sold it to somebody else. Because if she sold the shtak to somebody else, what is she doing with the shtak suba? She gave away the shtak to somebody else. So here that we say we return the shaver is only in the case where she is still holding on to the ksuba. So then we say for sure it's not a problem that she sold the ksuba to Tevis Ano. For Rav says back, no, that's not enough. Imi shum shtar ksuba, it's just the fact that she's holding shtar ksuba in hands, chashinu, we're afraid, l'shtei ksubas, we're afraid maybe she had two ksubas written up. And therefore one ksuba taka she sold, and the other one she's holding on to this. So that's why we should be afraid of the shaver if not for Shmuel Svara. Rabbayom Abaya says, Chod, first of all, Lishtei Ksubas Lechashinu. We're not afraid, it's not Shchiach, that an Isha should have two Ksubas written up. For Yoid also, Shaiver is Manai Tarif. As you know, Shaiver, he's Taki being Tarif is Manai. Since we hold like Shmuel, that she has a right to be Meichel Shibudai, so therefore, the husband is collecting the Shaiver, he's collecting the Tzaradin. And the Mor says, Abaya, the time Abaya goes going to his time, the Yom that Abaya says, Eda Bechasumav Zochenloi. I mean, it could be even without Shmuel's halacha then. Whereas Abaya says, Takav Mir also has no proof to Shmuel. For two reasons. First of all, he says, L'shtei ksubas lechashinim. We're not afraid for two ksubas. Hilkach, therefore, we're not afraid she sold it, Rashi says. For Yoid, Inami Zavanta, even if she did sell it, still we're not afraid for anything. Because, good, not like Shmuel, but Abaya holds Eidah Bechasum Zochanloi. That when the Eidim signed in Nishtar Shaver, it's as if they really received the payment then. So as long as he pays her up later, we consider as if the payment taka took place in Nisan. So therefore, she had no right to sell the tevis no of Ksuba. So therefore, even though she sold it, it's shleiked in. Therefore, the husband has a right to take away from the kuchas. And that's mitzarad in. So therefore, since he owed Eid of Ksum Zachaloi, whenever they wrote up the shaver, even though they wrote up the receipts first in Nisan. And really, the husband first paid up the Ksuba in Tishrei, still we consider as if the payment took place back in Nisan. Because Eid of Ksum Zachaloi, we consider as if the payment took place all the way back, B'shaf Tachsimus of the Eidim. So therefore, whatever the husband does now is called Shmitzar Adin. Therefore, there's no problem with Zachshash. Therefore, we return the shaver. There's no proof from Shmuel here. Then Echlaim, the Loch attack, we take a paskin like Shmuel. That Shmuel says again, Amechesh, Tachem, the Chadeira, because of Machloi, Yisaka Machl. Alright, we'll stop here. By the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Motza Igoros Shum. You find the letter of a Shum of evaluation. So Rashi says, it means, Sheshomu Bezda Nichse Loiva Lamalva Bechoivai. That the Loiva has no money to pay up. So the Bezdin went down to the Loiva's field and evaluated how much it's worth in order to pay back for the chayv. Baita, or else be geres mozen, you find a letter of mozen. So Rashi says, shekibul ol of lozen as batishtoi, when you get married to your new wife and she already has a daughter, so the father now is mekabel to take care of her. Or else shtori chalitza, you find in the street, somebody lost the shtar chalitza, then the yavama has a chalitza, ul miyunu, or else you find the shtar miyun. A shtar miyun is when a katana gets married without her father. Her father died and her mother or her brother marries her off. That's only Kedushim Midrabbanan. Therefore, when she wants to get rid of her husband, she just has to say in front of three people, I don't want him. She's me and Bifnei Shleishra, she says. She says, E.F. Shalaploini Bailey. And therefore, because from the Bezdin Shtar Shemiyano, the Bezdin writes her a Shtar Mina, that's a get. So now, if we find the Shtar Mina on the floor, or else Vishtari Birurin, we find the Shtar Birurin, Rashi says, Gemara Meforash, Gemara will explain, what does Birurin mean? Where the Bezdin are explaining their tainus. Their tainas that they said in front of Bezdin are written down in Ishtar. Or else the Mishnah says, the whole Meister Bezdin, any type of Ishtar that's made of a Meister Bezdin that's made in front of Bezdin, so the locher is Harei Zayachzer. We have a right to return it. Like Rashi says, the Lech Lamechish, we're not afraid. L'shem Nimlach, we're not afraid that maybe the person wrote it and then he changed his mind. So Bezdin, like Kasvun, Elibadavim Akuyim, because Bezdin only signs or does something if the thing really took place. So therefore, if it has a Bezdin signature, it was done in front of Bezdin, for sure the action took place. And for Proyin also, Rashi says, Lekul Mechish, Tebahani Shtaros L'Shach V'Proyin. These Shtaros is not Shaykh Proyin. Therefore, there's no Chash, therefore you're allowed to return the Shtar. What about Motza B'Chafitza? Let's say you find the Shtar in a bag, B'Chafitza. Oy B'Luskumo, another type, Rashi says, Shum Shtar, find another type of a Shtar, in a Chafitza, in a bag, or B'Luskumo, another type of a bag, in a case, or else tachrich shel shtaros, you find a roll of shtaros, or yaguda shel shtaros, or else a bundle of shtaros. Now these last cases have the mind where there's a simin involved over here, that the person that lost it, like you say, I have a simin to say it's mine. So lochris hareza yachta. These cases also you have a right to return them. So Rashi says the dovish yesh by simin, something has a simin over here. Who? Because like the Gemara explains it, shakli simin, the kli has a simin to it. So therefore we have a right to return these shtaros. Now, the kamo aguda shel shtaros, what's called an aguda, a bundle of shtaros? Shleisha, kshurin zebezeh. You have three shtaros tied together, one to another, that's called an aguda, that's called a simon already. But the person has a right, like to give a simon, we know to return the shtar to him. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, he says like this, Echad haloiva mi shleisha. If one person borrowed money from three people, so yachzer, if we find these three shtaros together, Subshita, we return these shtaros to the loiva. Because what are all three doing together? It must be that the loiva lost them. In other words, the loiva paid up already, and the loiva, he took all these shtaros back, that's what fell from him. The Rashi says, Yachzirim oitzim loiva. Tevadei porim, for sure the loiva paid up the money already. Yachzirim loi, and the malva returned it to the loivas. And it fell from the loiva. Sheim miyodim lokaziv, it fell from the malva. Mi kovtsim lomakimechad, akam all three shtaros are in one place. Like this one, Reuven borrowed money from three different people. And now we find all three shtaros together. So, obviously, one person lost it. So we don't say the malva lost it, because what are three shtaros doing together from three different malvas? So it's more mistarif, which fell from the loiva that already paid back. Therefore, we return these three shtaros now to the loiva. What about Shleisha halavim menechid? Let's say three different people borrowed money from one malva. Shimon lent out $100 to three different people, and we find these three shtaros together. It's for sure also Yachta Lamalva. Here we return the shtar to the Malva, because since he's the person that lent the money, so must probably it fell from him, because he has these three shtaros together. We don't say it fell from the Loiva, because what are the three Loivas doing together? They're three different people. So since the Malva is one, and it fell from three together, we give it back to the Malva. Motze shtar ben shtaroisa. Let's say a person finds a shtar between his other shtaros. The guy has a lot of bills to pay, and he finds another shtar between them. And the en yodei mativa, he doesn't know what's going on here. He doesn't know. Rashi says,
Etzloi im hilva, im haloiva hefkidu etzloi, oi hamalva, oi shema miktsasa prua, masrul aliyah shlish b'neyem v'shachach. Like a person is holding on to a shtar, and he doesn't know what he's doing here. Obviously, it's not his shtar. He didn't borrow any money, he didn't lend any money. So obviously, he's holding on to somebody else's shtar. He doesn't remember if the leiva gave it to him, if the malva gave it to him, it was half paid up. He doesn't know what to do with the shtar. So halacha is in such a case, you can't do anything with the shtar. You can't give it back to the leiva, because maybe the malva, maybe he didn't pay up yet. You can't give it back to the malva, because maybe it was paid up already. So you do not know what to do with such a shtar, just have to hold on to it until Eliyahu, until we know clearly, like through Eidim, what to do. What's going to be in Yeshi Moyim Samfunyas? Let's say you have like a Samfunyas, means like you have a shaver, you have a receipt. So Rashi says this is like a new case. Rashi says, Mili Mili Katoni, Hamoitzi Ben Shtereis of Shaver. If between your shtaris you find the receipt, Shenichta Valechid Mishtereis.